So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go over the front end and sales end of mortgages. Today, our topic is going to be prospecting for commercial mortgages. So commercial loans is what we're going to be talking about here today. We haven't done this in a while. And it's kind of similar to what we did this morning on the Daily Rates Live, right? Same type of group of transaction. So pretty fitting day for us to do this. So let's go ahead and get into it. Let me go ahead and switch my screen here. Okay, so let's get it started. All right, first off, when we're talking about commercial loans, this is very similar to the fix and flip training we had the other day, right? It's difficult. Commercial loans are difficult, just like a fix and flip is difficult. But in the same regard, they're also simpler in some ways, right? Because there's really no rules or regulation in commercial lending, right? There's no TRID or, you know, tons of these laws that you have to follow, right? It's kind of the wild, wild west because it's commercial, you know, business purpose, not even a residential property. So there's essentially no rules. Now, again, no rules doesn't mean that it's easy. It just means that that part is kind of taken out. But with a commercial loan, every single loan is different. So for the loan officers out there at the Mortgage Calculator, you know, reading the guidelines of all these different programs, every different loan program is different. Now, that's one thing. But now we're talking about the program being different plus the property being different because every single commercial property is different. It's going to be just like a fix and flip where it's going to be based on, the property, right? It's going to be based on the actual deal. And a commercial loan is typically based on DSCR. And so, you know, recently DSCR has become a very popular, you know, residential loan. We apply that now to the residential loans that we love so much for a DSCR loan. But traditionally, DSCR was used in commercial, right? That's what you're going to use is what is the debt service coverage ratio? Are they going to be able to lease this commercial space out for enough to pay the mortgage? Right. So that's where that kind of traditionally came from is, you know, DSCR. Most commercial loans are essentially a DSCR. That's what it's based on. Right. So when we talk about commercial loans, what are we really talking about here? Well, of course, we're talking about commercial buildings. Right. So we're talking about office buildings and self-storage and, you know, all these different types of things, restaurants and stores and retail and strip malls and all this different kind of stuff, right? But also remember, we're talking about large multifamily, right? 100-unit multifamily is going to be commercial, right? A 20-unit apartment building is going to be commercial, right? And so, you know, there's all kinds of different commercial loans. But again, if it's commercial and it's business purpose, then, you know, you're essentially kind of having no rules there for the most part. So that part is a little less stress, but again, it's going to be a stressful deal and a difficult deal in general, just because it's going to be so unique based on the property. And so there's going to definitely be a lot of things you have to, you know, go through, right? Now, the next bullet point here is ensure it is really a commercial loan. So what do I mean by that? Well, typically, in the past, anything above a 4-unit property was a commercial loan. And that was it, right? It was that's all. It's over 4 units. Oh, it's commercial. Now we got to get a commercial lender. But now we have these amazing products of the 5 to 8 unit that's not considered commercial, all these hybrid products we have, the 2 to 8 unit mixed use, which really applies to commercial a lot, right? Like a lot of these commercial buildings that people are looking at or commercial loans are some type of mixed use, right? So that's the first thing to determine, because it used to just be, okay, it's over four units. This is going to be commercial. Let's look for commercial outlets. It's not so simple anymore. We have all these amazing hybrid products, right? And so that's one of the first things to size up the deal. You can no longer just easily see if it's commercial or not. You got to really search all of our different programs. We also have a 5 to 10 unit. I forget at which outlet, but my point here is that it's going to take some research when you first see the deal. Now, of course, if it's an office building, then it's commercial, right? But I'm really talking about, you know, residential properties. You know, there's a bunch of different options up to things like 10 units that are, you know, hybrid products, right? Now, remember, you may remember from the training that we did last week with Jose, where he talked about the fact that these commercial lenders, they can discriminate against lending anywhere, right? They don't have any laws or rules. So they're going to first look up the market statistics. They're going to look up the population. They're going to look up the crime rate. They're going to do all these different things. So the first step in a commercial loan is always to reach out to the account executive and give them the address, because they're going to run that. And right off the bat, they're going to let you know whether they can do it or not, right? But again, you want to size up the deal first and really figure out if it really is commercial or if it could be done with one of these hybrid products. Because remember, these hybrid products, they don't discriminate on the population density or the crime rate or anything like that, right? So the hybrid products are, you know, and they're going to be cheaper, right? They're going to be based on a little bit more documentation, but they're going to be cheaper. And so we want to make sure that we explore all the different options, the pros and cons of going each way. And remember, they're going to be borrower paid, right? Commercial deals are going to be borrower paid. We're brokering the deal and it's going to be borrower paid. Now, remember, commercial deals are, you know, one of the only things where we can vary from, you know, our regular 2.75 comp, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're doing a commercial deal for $10 million, you're not going to get 2.75, right? They'll usually do 1% or something like that. So, you know, keep that in mind. And then here's where we start to get into the prospecting for this. So this is kind of similar to the fix and flip training we talked about, where you as the loan officer can actually get involved in, you know, finding properties, right? Talking to owners of properties and things like that, as opposed to, we would never do that on the residential side, right? We're not talking to people who own homes that are not our borrowers, right? But in this case, we can prospect both buyers and sellers. So what I mean by this is that a seller of a commercial property, it is, you know, needs an outlet for financing. Because when people come to them wanting to buy the property, that's the number one dilemma, right? Is financing. And so these people, they want options for financing. So if you team up with people that have commercial properties, so again, this is different than normal, right? We're talking about sellers. We're talking about going after sellers right now and building that relationship and letting them know, hey, I have some programs where we can finance it. So when people come to you and want to make offers or do make offers, you can let them know that they're, you know, you may have a financing outlet. So let me give you an example here, a real life example. The nightclub that Nick and I own on Miami Beach, we've had it for sale for quite a while. And, you know, that is one of the things, is that we need loan programs. When people come to us, most of the people don't have financing. Some of them were trying to work out like seller financing with us and having us do seller financing and stuff like that. So it's great to have outlets. So if we weren't us, right, if we didn't own the mortgage calculator, then we would be thrilled to have somebody contact us and say, hey, anybody that, you know, you have, send them over to me. I got tons of commercial programs. I could probably make something happen for them. Send them over. I'd be more than happy to do the research on, you know, and figure out if we could do something with them. And you can also research it ahead of time, right? Because obviously, if you're talking to a seller that owns a property in this zip code, first thing you're going to do is check the zip code with, you know, the investors or the lenders and figure out if it's even going to be something that will fly at all. But then after that, you know, you can continue the conversation. So one of the big things here is that we don't just, you know, we're not just able to prospect for buyers. Of course, we're going to do that, but we can also prospect with sellers. And so that is a big difference here between regular business and doing commercial business, right? So again, people, you know, I'm telling you, I'm literally personally one of the people who would have been like, absolutely, that's amazing. Everybody that comes to me is having trouble with the financing because a nightclub is a hard thing to finance, right? And you're going to be talking to a lot of people like that that have something that's difficult to finance. We also used to own a property that was a mixed use that was extremely difficult to finance. I wish that we had these programs back then. I could have let the buyers know about these programs and I could have sold that property for more money because we literally were limited to cash buyers. So we didn't sell it for as much as we could have. If there was financing available, we probably would have sold it for $200,000 more than we had sold it for. Right. And that's another thing that comes into play with these type of commercial properties. It's difficult to sell them. Somebody's got to pony up a bunch of cash. And so if you can only accept cash offers because there's no financing out there or people can't find it, then it's obviously not going to sell for as much. You don't have as many people competing over the offers and, you know, it's eventually going to sell for less with cash. So that's one of the things that you can talk to these prospective sellers about and say, hey, if we can offer financing to everyone who's interested, you're going to not only, you know, hopefully can we get this deal closed, but hopefully we'll be closing it for more because you're going to open up your candidates from cash only to anybody that'd be able to qualify. And now we're driving the price up, right? So, you know, I'm telling you it literally from personal experience, sellers of commercial properties are absolutely open to this. You might think like, well, that'd be weird contacting a seller about financing the people who are going to buy it. But it absolutely works in this situation. Okay, so let's talk about some resources now that you can use. So for one, LoopNet, loopnet.com, I believe, right, is essentially kind of like the Zillow of commercial properties, right? And so if you want to get serious about reaching out to people with commercial properties, that is a good place to look. You know, you can go in your market, look up stuff, contact the sellers, reach out to them or the seller's realtors or whatever it is. And then Crexy is a more of like a, I guess I would say the MLS for commercial properties, meaning that it's more private. It costs money to actually list something. You're basically like really listing it. But again, LoopNet's more of the like the public Zillow facing end. Crexy is more serious. Now, here's the thing. Crexy allows you to like purchase things, like purchase contacts of people who've inquired about stuff or whatever, right? It's its whole ecosystem. They'll sell you leads and stuff like that, right? So Crexy is more of a private money-making, you know, type thing, right? Now, realtors. Now, of course, realtors are always the best partners, but here's what you need to do for commercial when we're talking about this. If this is something you want to go into and you want to start prospecting for these and attacking this as one of the things you're spending time on, you need to set up realtor partnerships in all the different markets that you have licenses in. We've talked about this numerous times. You can go to the NAR website, you can search by realtor, and you can select certifications, right? These are certifications that they take. They take extra classes to be a CIPS, which is a Certified International Property Specialist, right? That's like what Jose is, right? Because he does a lot of international business. There's also a commercial, you know, endorsement, I guess you would call it. And so you can literally check that box and say, hey, I want to see all the realtors who specialize in commercial that are in the Miami market. And boom, you have a whole list and their contact info is right there, right? So the NAR website is an extremely good, you know, resource. And I would reach out to them that are in your market that have the commercial specialist endorsement. And I would let them know, hey, I got all kinds of commercial programs. I just want to reach out and build the relationship. I'm more than happy to run any scenarios you have with any potential buyers of, of properties, you know, because the realtor is going to be talking to both, right? They're going to be dealing with buyers and they're going to be dealing with sellers. And you can pitch them on the seller thing too and say, hey, you know, I'd love to be there for your seller. Any offers that they get, I can, you know, field. And a lot of this is about letting them know that you're there and that you'll do it, right? Because of course they could reach out to a loan officer. But when you're telling them, hey, like I'm here, ready, willing, able, for free to look up all your scenarios. You send me whatever and I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to go look it up. I'll figure it out. Like you're letting them know that you're here to help. No strings attached. I'm ready. And I'm ready to do business, right? And so, you know, that's what we want to let them know. But go to the NAR website. And again, this doesn't just apply to commercial. Anytime you're doing anything, we talked about this. You need to build partnerships with the realtors in your market. Go to the NAR website. And then maybe you're not interested in commercial. Maybe you're interested in, you know, like I said, foreign nationals. Then you would probably contact all the people with the SIPS endorsement. And then that would be exactly your target market of people who are specializing in international real estate if you're going to be specializing in foreign national deals, right? So this doesn't just apply to commercial. Again, make sure all of you should have a realtor partner in every single market. And remember, when I say market, I don't mean state, right? Realtors are based by market, not state. We're based by state with our licenses. Realtors are based by state with their license, but they're not remote, right? They're in a market. They're only part of one MLS typically, right? So when I say that, if we're talking about I have a Florida license, I need a realtor in the South Florida market. I need a realtor in the Central Florida market and the Northern Florida market. I believe there's four MLSs in Florida, and I would need to make it a point to have at least one realtor partner in all four of those MLS areas so that I always have somebody to refer deals to, build the relationship, they refer deals to me. And again, NAR website is where you can find them and use that search tool to dial in. Instead of just contacting a bunch of realtors with just general stuff, you call them and you say, hey, I see that you're a commercial specialist. That's actually what I specialize in too. I have all kinds of programs. I just want to open up the communication. I am here anytime you need me. You call me day and night, run a scenario by me, right? It's a lot different than just calling them and saying, hey, I'm a loan officer. Do you got any leads for me? You want to do business? No, you're going to look them up for a reason, talk to them for that reason. And so you're not just some random person contacting them for no reason or just trying to get referrals from them or whatever. We're going to look them up. What do they do? Talk to them about the, hey, you do this, I do this. Let's do this, right? And then of course, when it comes to resources, investor groups. So obviously the Facebook groups, like we've talked about, going to events as well. You know, there's commercial real estate events. There's every kind of real estate event out there, right? So especially if you're in a more major market, I mean, there's always different types of events. I talked about the other day that I went to literally a DSCR event. It was pretty cool, called the DSCR Forum. So it was literally just a whole entire conference dedicated to DSCR loans, which, by the way, that lets you know how hot DSCR loans are, right? That there was an entire conference, an entire day of panels and all kinds of stuff, literally only about DSCR loans. So there's definitely conferences about commercial loans as well. There's investor groups about commercial loans. So this is really one of those things, like we talk about on these sales trainings, I'm really wanting to give you all a good picture here of the type of things we can do and how we can go do them. Because for a lot of you that are either new loan officers or new to non-QM, you know, it's a choice that you're going to make. So, you know, I want to make sure everybody attends all these trainings so that you can see this for yourself and kind of choose which way makes sense. Is it reverse mortgages like we went over the other day that catches your attention that you like? Is it commercial? Is it, you know, whatever it is that we keep going over, second mortgages, you know, find whatever that you want to specialize in. And I want these trainings to really break it down so you can understand what you would, you know, the pros and cons of specializing in that or doing those types of loans, the type of things you would be doing if you really were going out there and prospecting for these type of loans and making this your specialty. So Again, I don't just want to train everybody on how to do some of these things, but I hope that this is really coming together. And if you haven't watched all the other trainings, especially this past week, we've been doing like how to prospect for X loan, right? So make sure to go back and watch them all. If you're a new loan officer or new to non-QM, and now you went from only doing conventional and FHA loans to having 5,000 loan programs and trying to figure out, you know, kind of where you want to fit now that you don't just do conventional, whatever the situation is, take a look at everything, watch all the trainings, and just really take it in and see where you find yourself fitting in. You should all, of course, we can all do all loans, but we should all be looking for something that we want to specialize in. Some of you may specialize in like 100%, like I only focus on this. And some of you, it might be just like 50%. You might say, you know what, I love reverse mortgages. I do them. Now, of course, I need to do all kinds of other loans too. And I pick up leads to get DSCR loans and stuff. But like when it's my time and my prospecting and, you know, stuff like that, like I like to focus on reverse. So some of you will go all the way with it. Some of you may just go like 50% of the way with it. But I hope that everybody does something with it and find something that they feel passionate about and that they see, okay, this is how it works. And this is what I would actually be doing in reality. Because in reality, prospecting for the commercial loans, that's what you would be doing, needing to form relationships with the commercial specialist realtors, going on sites like LoopNet, looking these up, contacting these sellers, asking if you can work with them and stuff like that. You know, these are the type of things you would actually be doing if you were going to really focus on commercial loans. All right. I don't see any questions. I think I'll wrap it up here a little early. It is Friday. Don't want to take too long. Everybody go out there and make some calls, right? The weekend is the best time to call. So let's hit the phones this weekend, get some loans going. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Remember, we do this 12 p.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the front end of the mortgage business. So we'll be back next week with some new topics. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.